Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Great things and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. The star of the show is Mr. Joe McGranahan, but I'm very glad to be here. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe is here. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer, so we appreciate his help and hard work. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is now open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. The Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Your Hometown Pharmacies offer personalized service on a first-name basis. You'll see Terry out at Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills, Tyler at Trutz Pharmacy, Chestnut Street, Route 45, Mifflinburg, Steve at the Norrie Pharmacy, which is Duke Street, Route 147 North Hamilton. The head pharmacist is Jennifer at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop in Bloomsburg, and Brad's at the Lewisburg Pharmacy on 2nd Street in Lewisburg. Some of the pharmacies offer delivery. They have drug take-back boxes. They want you to buy local because every dollar spent locally gets spent locally.
Do they all offer great, friendly hometown service?
They do. Oh, my gosh.
I thought maybe they did.
You are finally catching on. This is unbelievable. Even Joe understands the value of a hometown pharmacy, and he hasn't been.
They're
to
not going to ship your money to China without spending it locally 10 times over.
Oh my gosh, that's my next sentence.
I knew it was. I had this feeling I was going to hear you say that.
It's a nauseous feeling, isn't it? All right, so that's the hometown pharmacy.
Never when we're talking about hometown pharmacies. And if it were, they'd have something to fix it.
That's right. They give you some Pepto-Bismol. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Joe hasn't been to a hometown pharmacy in almost 48 hours, but he'll be back there again in the weeks ahead. He takes a lot of medicines. 1-800-795- We are supposed to. All right. No, I'm just kidding. 1-800-795-9565. You know, what is it? National Geographic just did an article about how we are a pharmaceutical-dependent society, that, you know, we take a pill for headaches and blood pressure and cholesterol and every other thing.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. But they showed some families that laid out all their medicines in front of them, and there's a huge array of pills and medicines and different medications and preventatives and
the older you get, the more pills you take.
Right, and patches of various kinds. So yeah, we're that kind of society. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com if you'd like to put in your 2 cents, and you can text us at 70236. When we last spoke, we ended up with call-ins from Fred Keller and Mark Friedenberg following up on last Thursday's debate. So the debate was on TV, and then they called in and followed up with remarks about Social Security. So if somebody heard those remarks, it primarily did focus on Social Security, but they had some other comments too. They are not going to come back on the radio in a joint radio interview. We had some.
Did you invite them?
Yes, they've been invited, but Fred's not interested in any more face-to-face debates. He's back in Harrisburg this week, so that takes care of that. I know Harrisburg's in session. Well, their calendar only goes 2 weeks, but I'm assuming they'll go into the 20th as well.
And
or their calendar point? That I see. I'm just saying that, you know, he'll be in Harrisburg, so he's not going to want to take time off to come on the mark at 8:30, I don't think, anyway.
Well, I would suspect if some charge comes out that he doesn't like, we'd hear from him, or we'd hear from Mr. Friedenberg at that point.
Well, that's right. And Mark plus Fred plus Tom, Dick, and Harry, any candidate can call the talk show any time. So if they are just like a caller. You know, they get 3 minutes if someone is waiting. They get slightly longer if they need it, if no one is waiting. And they can call the talk show. So that's what happened Friday.
Well, I thought the debate was civil, as it was the one I moderated, the one you
at
were
the chamber.
Part on the one you took part in VIA. I mean,
pretty much.
They were a little more confrontational up there because we stipulated at the chamber's forum form, that we wanted them to focus on what they would do, how they feel, and what they would how what their actions would be, not characterizing anything about their opponent. The WVIA debate was a little different because they apparently were allowed to point out what they considered deficiencies in their opponent's record or stances or whatever.
Or lies.
Well, I don't like to use that word because perceptions are probably a better, it's probably a better choice of word. You have a perception about how things work. You know, I can't imagine any Republican would be in favor of abolishing Social Security or doing anything that would take away your something that you earn. I mean, you work for Social Security, you pay into it, your employer pays into it. It's not an entitlement, it's something you bought and paid for.
Well, and I think Pat Toomey talked about his position, which he's integrally tied with the Club for Growth. Their idea is that in the years ahead, when somebody's a teenager, you know, when they get their first job, they could start to make a choice whether they want their money to go to a government Social Security program, which you could keep doing that. But if you think you could do better in the private market, you could put it in a privately run lockbox, just like your Social Security is now.
If that, I would have no problem with that if everybody who does it was forced to sign a paper that, in the strictest legalese possible, that says, in the event I make bad decisions and I lose my money, the government is not responsible for bailing me out or making sure that I somehow survive. You know, the right. Nice thing about Social Security being a government-run program is that you don't have that choice. You can't make a mistake. The government makes the mistakes for you with their bad investing and taking money out of the Social Security Trust Fund to do a myriad of other things.
Well, and here's Lawrence's worthless wisdom on this topic. I don't know if privatizing or having an element of privatization of Social Security is a good idea or not. But all the Club Growth is doing is promoting the discussion.
Right.
They don't have an idea. There's no bill pending. Nobody wants to get, you know, end it tomorrow or cut off anybody that
They have a lot of good ideas. There's a lot the Club for Growth proposes that I can, you know, enthusiastically get behind. But I don't think Social Security should be tampered with. I mean, it's been the third rail in American politics for a lot of years, and there's a reason it's the third rail. It's because people do consider it not an entitlement, but something they worked for, paid for, and they earned.
Yeah, I don't mind a discussion about, you know, having a private element. That's what the Club for Growth really talks about. Now, they may have a very, very specific plan since Senator Toomey talked about it. That would have been a couple years ago. But really, that's what he was advocating, that there be a conversation about it. 1-800-795-9565 is our conversation. We're talking about, a little bit about the WVIA debate and then the subsequent discussion on the Mark on late in the show Friday. If you listen to the podcast, the conversation where first Mark Friedenberg calls in, then Representative Keller, or candidate Keller, is about 50.
He is still a representative.
Yeah, 59 minutes into the podcast, right. 1-800-795-9565. Cindy, first caller of the whole week. You're on the Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. Let me ask you a question. If you gave me money with the understanding that I would hold it for you and have it invested in, return it to you, and then I spent that money, how much money do you think you'd get in terms of a return on your investment?
Well, I'd probably press charges against you for fraud.
Well, I agree, Joe, because I made a promise, and now I have failed in that promise. But if I don't have the money and if I don't invest the money, I can't possibly earn any money on the investment. Can we agree?
Yes.
It can't possibly get any bigger. And that's what our government has done with the Social Security money. They
pay taxes into the Social Security Fund.
Whoa. Whoa. Are you still there?
Okay. Cindy, your phone, something terrible happened to your phone. All of a sudden we heard a very loud noise and you went away.
Okay, call right back, 1-800-795-9565. Bobby, we're talking about Social Security. What do you know as an old, old engineering broadcaster?
Well, you know, I started working at age 16. So I'm going to say I paid into the system. And then, of course, now I just recently signed up for Social Security, so I'm glad it's there. And but as far as privatizing things, of course, as you know, the broadcasting industry and of course engineering and that, you know, in some cases you're self-employed versus employed. So at that point, I had to make a decision. Well, as long as I'm working for a company that's paying in, okay. But then all of a sudden, my job changed, and then I the company that I worked for up in Scranton gave us some money to start our own IRA. So at that point. At that point, you know, myself and that, I had Social Security and also an IRA.
I got you. Okay. So you did, well, not privatization, but you, yes. It was incumbent upon you to sort of do the whole thing. Well, yeah, and I know individuals who have small companies pay both their Social Security and their, this quote, companies, unquote, you know, angle on Social Security. So, you know, it gets quite costly for individuals who are running a small business. So, yeah, good point. All right. Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in. Cindy's back on the line after the phone dropped out. So rudely.
I don't know what happened there, gentlemen. I don't know. But,
so it just got very loud, and then it was gone.
It was a dropped call.
Well, so the long and the short of my thing is that I had faith in the government, and the government stole my money. That's how I see it. Now, how do they work this out in their heads? Well, they say not to worry because, Cindy, we'll tax your children and your grandchildren more to make up the money we stole from you. Not to worry. That's
what?
Basically their plan.
I don't like that.
That's the plan.
It sounds like
I could
like
go ask my children and my grandchildren for money if I wanted to. I don't need the government to use its power to do that. But the reason I called was because I was very disturbed at moments on Friday. That gentleman called in, Mark Friedenberg.
Yep.
Mark Friedenberg calls in. And he's making these accusations about things that the other guy...
Fred Keller,
that Fred Keller said. Well, I watched the debate. Now I've watched it twice. And Mr. Keller never said any such thing. He never made a claim. In fact, he... about decreasing Social Security. Never. I was just stunned at the blatant dishonesty of Mr. Friedenberg. Because he, Mr. Keller, never said any such thing. And I just sat there open-mouthed. It's, you know, sometimes people make subtle comments, but to be so glaringly dishonest just stunned me.
Well,
the other comment I want to say about the debate is this. You know, don't come to me and tell me that you want to sell me shoes unless you're ready to tell me how much those shoes are going to cost, because that's my question. And I noticed that Mr. Friedenberg had a dearth of information about how much these things would cost. Now, I have actually looked on Mr. Sanders' website, and he acknowledges that Medicare for All, his proposal, would require a 4% increase in everybody's income taxes and an increase in payroll taxes. And why do I say an increase in payroll taxes? Well, all of us who work every week pay into Medicare. Look at your stub, and you'll see that you are already paying 2-something percent every week into Medicare. So you would pay twice more to get it. It is not free by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, one of the candidates...
One thing I will say I agree with Mr. Friedenberg is I think they should remove the cap for Social Security. The payroll tax ends at about $130,000. So what does that mean? Well, when you earn $150,000, that $20,000 more, you don't pay Social Security tax on that $20,000 more. You only pay to $130,000.
But they also cap what you can earn, Cindy. They also cap what Social Security will pay you.
I agree. And you'll take even greater onerous. You'll be very unhappy with me when I say, I think people that have an income of over $1 million a year shouldn't get Social Security, period.
But they pay for it.
Yes, they should have to pay for it. I have to pay for the wars. I don't want the wars, but I have to pay for them. So why shouldn't we expect the wealthy people to pay into this system and know they'll never get a benefit from them?
That's hitting home for Joe.
I'm happy for them if they retired on $1 million a year.
That's hitting home for Joe.
Look, I think that if it is something you earn. And if you pay for it, would you like to be billed for a car you can't drive or you don't have?
Joe, the federal government, the state, and the local government bill me for all kinds of things I never get, never use, don't want, wish they wouldn't do anymore. this would just be one more of those
things. But Social Security isn't set up that way now, but it would have to be rejiggered so that it could be an insurance program, and then it would be just a government tax and another payout.
Well, it is a tax, and it is Social Security.
Right, but it isn't typical, because the more you pay in, the more you get back later. But now you're saying...
Up to a point. That's right. There's a limit on both ends of it.
You would change how you pay in, but then if you're a millionaire when you retire, which a lot of people are, then you wouldn't be getting any money from Social Security. So that would be a major change. Yeah, you have millionaires that are drawing a couple of $1,000s a month from Social Security.
Yeah. Right.
That's
not right.
I'm not
going to name names, but let's think of some billionaires. Why are we sending them a check for $2,800 a month? Why in the world...
Right.
Are we doing that? That's just silly, from my point of view.
But they can give it away. I mean, President Trump doesn't take his salary as president. He donates it to various good causes. If a millionaire gets Social Security and wants to donate the money, he's welcome to do it, or she's welcome to do it.
I don't think they're insecure, as in Social Security, the converse, insecure. I don't believe they're insecure for a minute. They're very secure in their wealth, and I think, yes, they should be taxed. I think, yes, it should go higher than $130,000 a year, and I do believe that they should, if you have over $1 million in income, not in assets, in income, there's a difference, then you shouldn't get any benefit from it.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Cindy.
There's lots of people who get a benefit who didn't pay in.
Right. All right. Thank you so much, Cindy. Yeah, I appreciate that.
And that's not right either.
Yeah, Social Security's got a lot of moving parts to it. No argument about that. 8:48 in the morning. Next caller. Good morning, Tom. You're on the mark.
Yeah, well, Cindy doesn't know what she's talking about on this health insurance, as usual. Because I hear, does she sell insurance of some type? I've heard she sells insurance.
No, she's a nurse.
She's a nurse. All right. Well, anyway, yes, they are going to have to raise taxes with Medicare for All. But you're not going to have to pay any premiums, any co-pays, or any deductibles. You get rid of all that. I was in the military. I had military medical when I was in the Air Force. I have VA health care right now. That is my health care, the VA. They take very good care of you. It is government insurance. There's nothing wrong with it. And you know what the VA and the military don't have? The VA and the military don't have CEOs. They don't have shareholders.
They have bad administrators.
They don't have lobbyists that are given gobs and gobs of money to pass out to lobbyists. They don't give bonuses. About the biggest amount of money that is paid to anybody in the VA is about $250,000 a year. That is the top person. Nobody gets any more than that. And that's like doctors and administrators.
But Tom, where's that money come from?
Private sector, and you got people making millions and billions of dollars off of health care.
Tom, where does that money come from? It comes from taxpayers. It's subsidized.
Well, no kidding. And that's where it's going to come from. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. You get rid of all these people that are drawing off of health care. They aren't doing anything for the money. They're just making money off of it. You get rid of it. It would work. I'm telling you. I know it would work. I've been in it. I'm in it right now. Yeah. If I want to go to the VA, I go. I tell them, here's my Social Security number. They take care of me, and that's it. There's no bill.
Well, look at Venezuela.
And, prescriptions are anywhere from $5 to $13. That's all they charge. That's all they can charge. $5 to $13. Now, who wouldn't want that? Who in their right mind wouldn't want that instead of paying all these high deductibles, premiums, and copay? Who wouldn't want it?
All right. Thank you so much, Tom. We got to take another caller.
Thanks, Tom.
Before
all
a quick
right.
break.
Call again.
Right. You're on the mark. Actually, yeah. Al, you're busy. I'll get you before the break. Go ahead. You got stuff to do. You're
yes,
on the mark.
I do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyways, on social,
on your Social Security, you can quit paying that in any time you want. You never have to pay a penny in if you don't want to.
You don't have to pay Social Security if you don't want to?
It's not a tax. It's a payroll deduction.
You don't have to pay Social Security?
No, I quit paying Social Security in 1987.
Oh, I didn't realize.
But you're self-employed. You're self-employed. That isn't a choice the rest of us have.
Well, no, I'm sure you could get out of it because I don't think any taxes are really legal to charge anybody on payroll. But you'd have to get a good lawyer.
And they're cheap too, aren't they?
So Social Security is voluntary?
Yeah,
no, it's not.
The lawyers get it all tied up and then they have it deep in legal lingo. Then you're kind of out of the loop. But
it's rare that I make an argument that I can't back up at all whatsoever, but Social Security is not voluntary. You have to pay in. Sorry.
I've never paid in since 1987.
Well, there's probably people with
probably
another...
with black limousines waiting at front of your house right now.
You don't have to pay in. My certified accountant told me, "Do you want to pay your Social Security in?" I said, "No."
Okay,
but you are a
self-employed.
Right. Self-employed.
Maybe that's
what. Here's what it says: persons working in employment covered by Social Security are subject to the FICA payroll tax. Like all taxes, this has never been voluntary. From the first days of the program to the present, anyone working on a job covered by Social Security has been obligated to pay their payroll taxes. And I would suspect only caveat there would probably be it says those subject to it, and probably self-employed people may have an option that the rest of us don't have.
That would be me.
Okay.
But for the rest of us, it's not voluntary.
But I paid in for plenty of my guys because the employer pays a percentage also. I guess that's why it's stipulated that you have to accept it because I'm having to pay it anyway.
Okay.
Because two people pay in each week for you. They take it out of your pay. They take it out of your gross, and your employer has to pay so much. That's why we have to keep an accountant, so we know how much money we have to keep back. And then they audit you at the end of the year on everything, your Social Security you paid in, this you paid in, that you paid in. And the killer is the workman's comp. Your payroll's high 1 year, and then they re-audit you, and then they set your premium at the high year. So you're going into the high year with a big bill as if you had all your contracts lined up like you did on a bang-up year where you have a slow year and a big year.
Gotcha.
It's just a lot of complicated stuff into it.
Okay.
But all I quit paying it in 87, and you don't get as much, and there is a top limit and there is a bottom limit.
Okay. All right, we got you. All right, well, thank you so much. I'll appreciate the insights. So
well, I hope not when Al's old and hobbling around that he isn't out in the streets with a tin cup looking for donations.
Oh, he'll be fine. He'll sell his ladders and van, and there's a couple grand right there.
Okay.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarket@wkok.com. We're talking about Social Security, the debate that started on WVIA last Thursday night, then morphed into Friday, and then Friday on the Mark, and we had a little of that today. But now we're talking about Social Security in general. The Club for Growth, I am told, in a little text here, says, does not favor eliminating Social Security for anybody who wishes to volunteer to continue participating in the government's Social Security program. So if you wanted to stay on it, you didn't want to privatize, and you didn't have Joe's super lockbox guarantee that he wants, then you could just put your money in like the rest of us dogs and draw it out at the appropriate time. All right, we'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, I'm Mark Lawrence here. No speedy dialers at all, but we do have some texts on
yes,
this
topic.
Yes, we
do.
Starts at the bottom. And
one of our gentlemen texters says, once again, Tom is wrong. The producers of the country, as usual, will be saddled with most of the cost of Medicare for All. The people sitting at home flattening couch cushions will not contribute one dime, just as they are not now contributing one dime. Doesn't seem fair to me. What if all the producers said, to heck with it and stop producing? Where's the money coming from, Tom? Well, you know, that's
the government. We'll have to raise
taxes.
Well,
yeah, but if no one's working, if you're going to hand me everything, why should I work? They tried that in communist countries. Didn't turn out real well.
Oh, it worked fine.
Oh, it did not. Name me one socialist country. Look at Venezuela, if you want an example of socialism at its purest best.
Oh, come on, Joe. Now get real.
I am real.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
But seriously, I mean, you know, all these countries that give you everything, it's a price to be paid, and it's a big price.
And we have an email related to Social Security, so we will read that when we return. We are going to be returning from the CBS News, and then we will have some local news headlines. But we invite you to call us during the show at that point. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Our show sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. We'll be right back on WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
And welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, 9:06 plus 30 seconds. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer. Matt Cotrillo is in the newsroom. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is open. You can call now, 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You're welcome to email us right now at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. Text Connect members get breaking national or local news sent directly to their cell phone or pager. We would send you about a breaking story in the U.S. or in the region. Closed roads, tornadic weather coming our way, weather warnings are the kind of things that we would send out. For example, after there were recent tornadoes a few hours earlier, we had sent out the warning of the potential for tornadoes. So that's the kind of thing that we send out via Text Connect. You can sign up at WKOK.com. We don't send you any ads. We don't sell your number. It's just an opportunity for you to stay in touch with WKOK, the WKOK Text Connect system. Sign up at WKOK.com. Valley residents will have two more chances to voice their opinion on legalizing marijuana. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman comes back to the Valley this week. He'll be in Montour County tomorrow out at Washingtonville at the Montour Preserve at 6 p.m. Then Wednesday at the 2nd Street Community Center in Northumberland at 6 p.m. All tour stops free and open to the public, and have an open mic for individuals to express their views on marijuana, legalizing marijuana in Pennsylvania. The race for the 12th District U.S. Congressional seat heated up Friday morning on the Mark. First, Mark Friedenberg called the show to talk about Fred's position on Social Security.
We can't have cuts to the program. We can't be raising the age for retirement. We need to look at how can we get the wealthiest Americans to start paying their fair share. Right now, they're paying a smaller percentage into Social Security than the rest of us, and that's got to change.
Then Republican nominee and current state representative Fred Keller called to respond and restated his position.
Social Security is something people earned, period. They paid for it. We need to make sure that it's there for them when they retire. That's my position.
And you can hear more of that discussion on Friday's On the Mark page, on the WKOK podcast page, rather, or visit WKOK on Google Play or Apple Podcasts and subscribe to podcasts so they send you a link, a nice little link every single time that there's a new podcast. So we invite you to sign up for that. President, we talked Friday a little bit about the fact that Facebook is banning certain individuals from Facebook. Well, President Donald Trump criticized social media companies after Facebook banned a number of extremist figures, declaring that he was monitoring and watching closely. Trump, who tweeted and retweeted complaints Friday and Saturday, said he would monitor the censorship of American citizens on social media platforms. He has previously asserted that social media companies exhibit bias against conservative, something that the companies have rejected as untrue. The president's comments came after Facebook this week banned Louis Farrakhan, Alex Jones, and other extremists, saying they violated their ban on dangerous individuals. The company also removed right-wing personalities Paul Nehlen, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, and Laura Loomer, along with Jones' site, InfoWars, which often posts conspiracy theories. The latest bans apply both to Facebook's main service and to Instagram and extend to fan pages and other related accounts. So we can talk about that again briefly here.
I think we should talk about that because I loved it. They had Louis Farrakhan down as being far right wing.
Oh, well, that's what is he?
You know, he's not just right-wing. He's far out, yeah.
That's it. All right, finally, here's what's happening in Pennsylvania. If you don't pay your tolls on the turnpike, don't worry. They'll never catch you. But if they do, they're going to ask for a dime instead of a dollar. The worst toll evader in Pennsylvania has been ordered to pay up. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports that Jarrett Stiff, what an ironic name for a man who doesn't pay tolls. Anyway, Jarrett Stiff didn't pay for trips on the Pennsylvania Turnpike 2,200 times.
You mean he stiffed the turnpike?
He did. It's a speciality. 2,200 times from 2012 to 2017, more than anyone else in the state. The 36-year-old from suburban Philadelphia racked up nearly $128,000 in unpaid tolls, $128,000 in unpaid tolls and subsequent fines, but then made a deal with the Turnpike Commission to pay them $11,000. So he owes $128,000. He calls the Turnpike Commission. Well, they haul him into court. This is all done in a courtroom. And they say, well, we said $128,000, but what we really meant was $11,000. And so he settled 10 cents on the dollar.
So he has on his pocket about $125,000 that he would have had to spend on the tolls had he paid them.
Exactly. Now, let's see. Stiff's case.
This is part of their new aggressive push to collect.
Well, let me finish. This case and two others resolved in suburban Philadelphia this week are the latest examples of the Turnpike Commission's, quote, aggressive new approach to toll invaders. We'll take a dime instead of the dollar. So the next time you go through the toll, Joe,
just give them a dime.
If it's a $3 toll, just give them 30 cents and say, look, save yourself calling a lawyer. This is all I'm ever going to pay. Anyway, the commission began pursuing felony charges against toll scofflaws who owed $2,000 or more in an effort to recoup hefty losses from unpaid fines. But when they got the individuals in court, they folded like a cheap suit and settled for 10 cents on the dollar.
Why would you pay a turnpike fee ever now?
Right. Honestly, you know, you can go for, 2012 to 2017. So every 5 years, they haul you to the magistrate's office and say, okay, I know you owe us $128,000. We'd like $11,000.
Just drive through the easy pass lane without an easy pass.
Well, that's how you do it. Yep, that's how that works. So you don't pay
anything.
And
then ignore. Well, now think of all the money they spent sending him notices, assuming that he might eventually pay.
No.
Do you have the administrative cost of dealing with him?
It's $128,000 in unpaid tolls and subsequent fines. So the fines might have encompassed the mailing expenses and the registered letters.
But he didn't pay them.
Right. So, yeah. So
they're out the fees, the costs, everything else.
I need more places I shop to have this aggressive new approach.
What if we do that with everybody?
I'm going to Wise's to do some shopping. My groceries are going to cost $100. But fortunately, Wise's has also adopted an aggressive new approach to catching me, so I'll go out of the store without paying anything, and they'll say immediately, pay up $10.
10 cents on the dollar.
Or we'll call the cops. No, $10. If you rack up $100,
Oh, right. You just pay 10 if you try to steal it.
Honest well, thank goodness peace. the Turnpike Commission is looking out for us.
Yeah. All right. So, Friday we did talk about this a little bit. Facebook banned hate speakers. Of course, you know who they are.
Dangerous individuals.
Right. And now here's Facebook's defense, and I agree with this. These individuals were violating Facebook's ban. Now, Facebook is, as Joe would always advocate, is really, hopefully, they're just all about seeing people's grandkids. But as you know, it is the new town square in the U.S. It's where everybody gets to meet and talk about their politics as well as their grandkids or kids going to prom if you were monitoring social media over the weekend. So Facebook says, no, these individuals, these handful of individuals, not anybody else, but these handful of individuals violate their terms of agreement. So they have a term of agreement. The individuals agreed to be part of it, but then they violate it. So then they finally cut them off. I agree with that.
Do you?
I think that's the right thing to do.
I thought you were a liberal. I thought you believed in free speech.
I do, and I think if they were literally in the town square, they should be able to speak.
But they are. But you just said this is the new town square.
That's a de facto definition. It's not really the town square. This is a private business that posts your information. You give them a slew of private information. Then you are shocked when they sell it to somebody and you know somebody else, and they have an agreement that you are at their whim. If you violate their policy, they'll cut you off, which finally they did that to these individuals. So I think that's the right thing to do. Now, I don't happen to like the viewpoints of some of these individuals, but I think they should have an open mic in, you know, to write letters to an editor or to stand in the public square or to hold rallies or
why?
To march.
Newspapers are privately owned. They're corporations.
Well, okay, so yeah, maybe the newspapers would have their policies.
Radio stations are privately owned but serve the public. But here's the point. If you start cutting off speech you don't like, who's going to draw the line? Suppose somebody doesn't like your speech and decides that you can't participate anymore. I mean, I find Louis Farrakhan and some of these other people, Yiannopoulos and some of them, reprehensible. But I would not for a moment shut them up.
Right. I would read their articles, but I don't want them on Facebook.
I wouldn't read their articles, but I don't want to stop them from writing. I don't want to stop them.
I'm not doing anything that would stop them from doing anything. I just think Facebook is in the right in this particular case, saying these individuals violated their policy. That's all. I don't care what Milo Yiannopoulos writes about. I have read tiny bits of what he said when, you know, he kind of pops up in the news from time to time. So I sort of know where he stands, and I think he should have those viewpoints.
Well, and Jones is an idiot, but, you know, he's entitled to his stupid and ill-informed opinions.
Right. He restarted, incidentally, Sandy Hook was a hoax. He's back
right.
on
well,
that.
Right. Well, that's...
Kick.
That's his right, but, you know, we as common sense-filled thinking individuals can choose to ignore him. But But I would not take him, pull him down off the soapbox in the public square.
No, I wouldn't either. I think he should. If he wants to go to Cameron Park with a megaphone in his hand and have a rally, I think he should be able to permitted to do so.
And Louis Farrakhan, if he goes in that same spot and starts ranting about terrible things about Jewish people, would you stop him or would you let him speak?
I just wouldn't listen. I would listen for a short time to see what the theme is, but then I would
To make sure he isn't advocating violence. That's where I draw the line. I mean, if he is actually advocating harming someone or doing harm to some group of people, then yes, we do need to stop him because, quite frankly, that's a crime.
Right.
Or
okay.
if it isn't, it should be, depending on the severity
of
it.
Well, yeah, depending upon how you make the threat, it would be terroristic threats.
But if all he's doing is offering his opinion is he doesn't like Jewish people, he doesn't like Catholics, he doesn't like Irish people, and he chooses to speak about them in vile terms, if he doesn't like black people, that's his right.
Right. Well, Facebook should ban these individuals. I think they're in the right. But, you know, and there's 100 other websites, plus I'm assuming they all have their own websites where they can talk about
all
these things.
It is a slippery slope, my friend, and you're starting down the hill.
Oh, my gosh. Slippery slope. One private company enforces their policies. It's a slippery slope. So when you go to Wise's, you're going to start stealing there because, well, it's a slippery slope. If they start charging now, next thing they know, they're going to charge more.
Well, you're mixing this story with the Turnpike Commission. I don't think they're relatively the same.
And the Wise's on 2nd Street is saying, stop using us as your
bad
example.
This bothers me because the ACLU is supposed to be all about free speech and protecting our rights under the Constitution. And nowhere in the Constitution does it say that only speech that we like is protected. It doesn't say that hate speech, it's okay to ban hate speech, it's okay.
I'm not worried about that.
Courts have put limits on free speech. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. You can't advocate violence against other people. And I agree with that. Mm-hmm. But if all I'm doing is expressing unpopular opinions, reprehensible opinions, mm-hmm. then you have no right to stop that under our Constitution, in my opinion.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Thank you for waiting, Joe, on the line. You are on the mark. We're talking about free speech and Facebook.
Yes, as much as I dislike some of them individuals, and I disagree with you folks from time to time, some of the positions you took. I think folks have a right to speak it, and we need to... They need to be able to be in an open forum where if Facebook and Twitter are open forums for speech, and that's what they are, they can't be banning people. As much as I'm against Louis Farrakhan and his, and some of the others, and I don't often agree with some of the guys on the conservative end, but banning them's wrong. The president's right. These people need an open forum. So we need to know if Frank down at the local supermarket is a bigot. I want to know Frank's a bigot so that I can choose to go to the other market on the other side of town. I don't have to go to Frank's.
Right.
But
so
if
this,
we shut them up and keep them hidden, how are we going to know who the problems are, not only in our communities, but throughout the country? You need to be able to... know who they are. You can vote, sit down and have conversations with these people, and oppose their ideas in a public forum like that. By Facebook turning around and being, we're the arbitrators of what you can say and can't say, like the federal government does, or even the Democratic Party ripping down that Confederate statues, hiding their past. It's just kind of stupidity. Or censorship is just, it's just absolutely, every American should be opposed to it. I don't care, what they've done in the past or even their ideology today. If they're not asking, look at the Muslims, they're constantly preaching from synagogues and other places, mosques, about killing this person or that person. These people are, but we need to hear this stuff. May not be expressing it just right, but you folks can pour it away a little bit for me.
But you made an excellent point.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for calling in.
We need to know how these people feel. There's just a story breaking out of Philadelphia about a mosque that rented space. They say they rented space without properly vetting the group. And they had a group of kids in there, videotaped of them. It was on the news this morning, promising to kill people for Allah. You know, radicalizing these kids right in front of the, in a mainstream mosque in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if absence free speech, we wouldn't know what they were doing.
Right, but that was a mistake, they said.
Well, they said renting the space was, but the people who set up the program and were teaching the kids, they didn't think it was a mistake.
1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free line. Call us now if you think Facebook should be required to allow anybody on their platform. Joe says yes. I say no.
As long as they aren't advocating violence,
right,
Joe
then
says
they
yes.
should be forced to be on Facebook. I say no. Facebook's a private company. They set up a set of rules. Individuals violated those rules, so they get bonked off. 1-800-795-9565. I think bonking off Alex Jones is a good idea.
Hometown, such a warm and friendly word. A place of comfort, confidence, and friendship. And as the song goes, everybody knows your name. In today's culture of fast food service and big box mentality, it's nice to know that we can still rely on the warm and friendly comfort of Hometown Pharmacy. There's one near you. Friendly, knowledgeable staff that not only know you by name, but know your meds and know what's best for you, right down to the over-the-counter meds for those quick day-in, day-out situations that may arise. Your Hometown Pharmacy. That hometown feel that we all want. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. In Mifflinburg, it's Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street. Bloomsburg, it's the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street. And the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Your hometown is calling you. Your independent hometown pharmacy. Every season, every day.
Okay.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565. Facebook has banned some hate speakers because they violated their agreement when they got on Facebook. Some people said, no, Facebook should be forced to allow these individuals to be on the radio. I say, no, it's a private business. They can invoke some private rules if they so choose. Cindy, what's your view on this? You get a minute.
I know. I just want to ask Joe a question. So suppose I cooked up a show called concept called On the Cindy, and I had all these great ideas, and I wanted to share them, and I came in to WKOK and said, I want an hour's time to do this. Does KOK have the right to decline that?
Yes.
And so does Facebook have the right to decline to give these people access to it?
But we don't. We're not set up to let everybody and his brother on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the way Facebook is. That's not what we're in business to do, and it's not what our charter calls for.
So I wrote a great biography about this guy named Joe McGranahan and what he's done in the community, and I go into the Mark Lawrence Publishing Industry site, and I say, hey, I'd like you to publish this book for me. It's a great idea. And they say, thanks, but no thanks. Do they have the right to do that?
Yeah, they do.
Sure they do.
But not Facebook.
Same thing, Joe. I'm a big supporter of free speech, but you cannot force a private company to meet that agenda. Now, if the government ran a Facebook website, then yes, the government would have to allow them access.
But yes, you can. The government forces us to do things all the time.
I
don't think the government should force it. I think if you're going to have a public square, that you let everybody speak in that public square. If you don't like what they're saying, fine. If they cross the line into violence or threats against people or actually doing something to harm someone physically, emotionally, or mentally, in real terms, real measurable terms, then maybe you've got an argument if they do it consistently.
Well, you're going to have to join the other Facebook then if you want just a pure open mic. There are other Facebook pages. I forget the name of them, but somebody was talking about them over the weekend. It's like Facebook, only it's for all speeches, completely untethered. There's no screening. There's no agreements. Anybody can get on there and
What's
say anything.
What's that website called, the First Amendment?
I don't know. Mark Friedenberg made reference to it, saying that they have an opportunity.
Nobody,
I forget the name of it.
Nobody likes hate speech, you know, but define hate speech for me. If I say something you don't like, does that automatically become hate speech?
No,
I think
well,
we throw
hate
these
speech
terms
can
around.
Be defined.
We throw these terms around, you know, well, it's hate speech. You know, they accused, who's that guy that was down here at Susquehanna University, Cohen, or what's his name?
Oh, I don't remember. I remember we had a big talk
about
the
right-wing guy, right. I'm trying to remember his name, and I can't.
Okay, so anyway, he was there.
He was there, you know, he said his speech, and the people who were there said, oh, gee, he wasn't that bad. You know, so we wrap these things up in foul-smelling clothing, if you will, and then say, oh, this is despicable. But we don't really listen to the people. If you listen to them and they're not threatening violence and they're not, you know, they're just saying things you don't like or about people you don't agree with what they're saying, fine.
Well, they must have violated some guideline that Facebook has.
Well, you know what Louis Farrakhan has done? I don't know the other people. I don't know Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, or Laura Loomer. Never heard of them. I don't seek them out. I have no
idea.
They
don't know you either.
I have no idea what they're commenting about. Do you?
No.
But I do know what Louis Farrakhan stands for. He doesn't like Jews, and he makes no bones about it, and he calls them all sorts of names. That's hate speech. Is it his right? A few years ago,
well, it depends on where he is.
Jesse Jackson referred to New York as Heimy Town, which was also anti-Semitic and anti-Jewish, but he's still around. He hasn't been banned. You know, and so if you're going to ban Louis Farrakhan today for what he said, does he ever get redemption? Can he ever come back from it? Or because he said once something you don't like and you think it's hate speech, you take him off forever.
Well, look, it's a private individual. That's all. I don't think you get it. For somebody who worked in private industry your whole life, you never worked for the government, there were always rules at every workplace you worked. And if you violated those rules, you probably would get fired. So you never did violate those rules, which makes perfect sense.
But I was responsible
you're
for administering rules. And the rules I had to administer were the federal communications rules.
Right. Oh.
perfect example. Yeah, thank you. You're leading right down the primrose path here, where it turns out that there are rules and you have to comply with them. These individuals violated those
rules.
No. Hold on. These individuals violated those rules, but you're saying that when Cindy comes here with her Joe McGranahan show, that she has to be allowed on because she chose to be allowed on because somebody wants her to be on, that there can be no rules that would apply to the hour-long Joe McGranahan show, which I would definitely listen to, incidentally. But it's just not the way the world works, where you get to pick and choose the rules that govern private industry.
But it is, if you set yourself up, this is the same argument we had about the baker who didn't want to bake a cake for a gay wedding.
You see, you're talking about
business,
two different
you
things.
Set up your, no, you were earlier.
You're talking about Facebook's mission. I'm talking about their rules. They aren't the same.
All right, but their rules then need to be modified. First of all, it's all subjective. It's all subjective. Somebody sitting at their headquarters decides what's hate speech and whether or not their rule has been violated.
It can be defined.
But they'd make the definitions. They're the ones who determine it. There's no impartial
third. They'll use the federal definition.
Mark, there is no impartial third party that makes those decisions for them. They make them. The president's argument is that they're coming down unduly harshly on people who are conservatives. I'm not willing to make that argument. I don't really know whether they are or they aren't.
Right, you don't know.
But you're right, I don't.
Abusive or threatening speech.
I don't approve of taking away someone's right to say something I disagree with.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. The First Amendment protects free speech from being censored by the government. It doesn't apply to the private sector, says Ryan. Thank you, Ryan. Another smart individual.
But if the federal government doesn't guarantee our right to free speech, we don't have any right to free speech.
It does guarantee free speech in the town square. It
doesn't say that in the Constitution.
Well, no, but that's where the implication. It doesn't mean you can go into somebody's house and start spewing whatever it is you wish to. You know,
well, that's a law against breaking and entering.
I'm going to.
I'm coming to your house tonight, and I'm
going to
get.
I'm going to 128 Main Street, Shamokin Dam, tonight, and I have some radical viewpoints, and Joe is going to have to interrupt his TV viewing and listen to me because we have free speech in this country.
No, I'm not, because I have the right. You have the right to speak it, but you don't have the right to come into my house and speak it.
Okay, well, this is Facebook's house, if you will.
It's not their house. They've set up a public forum. They allow me to comment about my grandchildren, post pictures about my family.
Thank you.
That's okay, but if I dare say something they think crosses the line politically, I'm in trouble.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. We have talked about Facebook banning certain individuals in the right. They're in the right to this end, but Joe says it violates their real mission. We also talked about Mark Friedenberg and Fred Keller. Good morning, Dan. You're right in the middle of this discussion. Where would you like to go?
Hey, good morning. Well, first of all, the gentleman that spoke at Susquehanna was Ben Shapiro.
That's right. Thank you.
Yep, and I heard him talk after that. He said it wasn't anything, you know. They blow things out of context when he goes places. And he said the students were very respectful at Susquehanna, and he respected them for being that way. Anyway, I have to say, Joe, you did an excellent job on the debate between Mark and Fred on that. I saw it on the cable channel. It was on a couple times on 17.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I saw it once, and then I saw it was on again. And Mark, you did a great job on public TV on that debate.
Thank you.
You asked the good questions that I would have asked. And, you know, coming away from that, you can make a clear decision on who you want to vote for. We know the issues, what they each stand for, and we're not in the dark. That's the kind of a debate we should have. And it wasn't any real mud throwing or slander of the other person, you know, other than what, you know, maybe on the positions on Social Security you gentlemen brought up, it might have been taken out of context what the one gentleman said, but we still, the watchers and listeners still understood the issues and we could make a very clear decision.
Well, I think Mark Friedenberg said a couple things about Fred that weren't true.
I do, too. And that he shouldn't have to do that. He shouldn't have to do them things. And that's done a lot in debates when you get higher up in the Senate and the presidential and that kind. But you don't hear it so much at this level, although now it's Fred's moving into Congress, maybe, and you'll have more mudslinging. I can't wait to see Fred in the White House with Trump.
Bound
if
to happen.
He makes it.
Well, if it was a close race, President Trump would probably come here and campaign for him.
Yeah. I guess Trump give Fred his endorsement. He endorsed Fred now, so he made it official, but he won't...
President Trump endorsed Fred?
Where'd you hear that?
It was in the paper. I don't know. Oh. I only get two here. It was either in the...
Only two.
In the Daily Journal or the Sunbury Item. I don't know which one.
Hmm. I didn't realize that.
Yep. It was in one of them. I can't remember which one.
Okay.
But I think... If Fred wins, he'll do us well, and I'd be proud to vote for Fred.
All right.
He's done a great job in these two counties, and I expect the same as a congressman.
Was Fred accused of saying something untrue about Mark? One of our good texters sent me a note and said both said untrue statements about the other on WVIA. I don't remember Fred being accused of saying something untrue about Mark.
Dan is correct. It's on the Hill. The Hill put it. Said President Trump endorsed Pennsylvania State Representative Fred Keller weeks before the special election in Pennsylvania's 12th district. Fred Keller, the great state of Pennsylvania, has been an outstanding state rep. Now he is running for the Republican nominee as the Republican nominee for Congress. And as my complete and total endorsement, strong on crime, Second Amendment, military vets, and health care, he will do a fantastic job. Trump tweeted that out on Friday.
And he encourages Fred to begin grabbing women by the... never mind, that's not in there. Sorry.
Well, Fred, I think Mark's on gun control and on guns, what Mark said in Fred brought it up, what he said online or on some place in his... what do you call that when you have a website or something?
Called a website.
Said, yeah, he said there he might have had a different take than what he said at the debate. You know, I think that was what Mark, you brought that up there on the WVIA.
Well, that's Pat Toomey's question. Aren't there any common sense changes in gun laws that would make us safer? That's how I started out that question. But then I think I knew of some examples. I might have said them. I don't remember. It's all a blur.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's where they may have...
Mark was so impressed he still hasn't taken his makeup off.
I know. Don't I look great? How buffed up. All right. Thank you so much,
Mark,
Dan.
Mark knows you can't... You got to have the position in our area where you dare not come out against any kind of gun control, or you're going to lose a lot of votes. And he's compromised in that area.
Who's that? Senator Toomey?
Yeah.
Mark Friedenberg.
Oh, Mark Friedenberg.
Mark,
you know,
with a C.
I call myself a hillbilly ridge runner. You know how we feel about gun control. So...
Okay.
We don't... Any gun control, we don't want to hear it, so...
All right,
thanks
we got
for
you.
The time.
Take care.
Yep,
thank you, Dan.
You guys did a great job. You're TV stars now.
Yep, amen. All right, thank you so much, Dan. Appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 to 15, Hummelsworth. Find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to do as I have done many times. Visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. We take all our vehicles there. They specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections. They'll pump you up with nitrogen, as they'd have done me.
Academy, and they are open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, 6:30 to 2. They got a car wash, an alignment shop, a body shop, a great big truck shop, and a parts shop, and a new car shop, and a used car shop. They got a lot of shops there, and I think that's what you'll find, and you can check out those shops in advance at sunburymotors.com. They do have some online specials, or you could build a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln to your precise specification, and if your old car ever busts, they have a master towing service, too, at the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Dave on the Hill is actually, it's from Friday, but it's current. So if
he says, now anybody that goes on Facebook and supports these banned people will also be banned. It's the digital ghetto is here. Facebook shifted from being the provider of a service to the editor of a publication. Excellent point, Dave.
Excellent point. Yes, well said. 1-800-795-9565. Paul, you are on the mark. You get a minute. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Oh, no, this is your first call. Never mind. Sorry.
If man could not speak, how would he explain or communicate his point of view?
Sign language.
Grunts.
There was a TV series called The Outer Limits.
I guess he wasn't listening.
No, I guess not.
Okay. I did. And he was awarded $1 million if he would not speak for a week. And when they tempted him, he didn't speak. And the week ended, and the guy says, you can speak. He said, I don't have $1 million to give to you. And then he wrote in a note, he said, I can't speak because I had my vocal cords cut.
Okay, so he doesn't get $1 million, though.
And your point would be?
My point is that if you don't let a man speak, you never know what's on his mind.
Fair enough.
Well, yeah, good point.
I agree
there.
With you there.
Same with women. If you don't let a woman speak, you'll know it.
Well, if you don't let a woman speak, you're in big trouble.
if a woman doesn't speak, she's going to pop.
Right.
Well, there,
women
there
love communication more than men.
A song that said that if there was no telephone or no telegraph, tell a woman, and the news will fail.
telegraph, tell a woman. That's an old one, Paul.
I think that is a sexist remark.
Yes,
I'm
that is.
Not sure. All right. Thank you, Paul. Good questions. Harry, you are on the mark. You get an open mic for the next hour, because I know what you're going to say.
Well, I'll tell you, Mark, I just wanted to give a compliment to you on WVIA there. You did a terrific job. I thought Fred Keller's going to be in trouble here, but he was really fair to both candidates, and actually, it surprised me. You did a terrific job.
Why would it surprise you? He did a terrific job, huh?
No.
I get that feeling most days here.
Well, and I said something to Fred afterward, after I asked my questions, and I asked, and we heard all the other questions from the other panelists, and that was that most of the questions favored an incumbent who could say how they had behaved. You know, Mark only has to talk about how he will behave, but Fred can say how he has behaved.
But in an entirely different office and on a different stage.
Right, but still.
I know Fred, and he's exactly right. It is the way he behaves, and I'm not going to tell you my name, but I do lemonade for the girls' soccer team here at Middleburg.
Oh, okay.
And
I
his
know who
daughter,
you are.
His daughter was one of the ones that we was part of it, and he compliments me every time he sees me. I call him Mr. Keller, and he says, "Harry, it's Fred." You know, but he has worked for the people, and he's got out everywhere and talked to the folks. So. That's the compliment that I want to give.
Well, thank you.
I really admire the guy. You know, that's why I call him Mr. Keller, because I like his way of politicking and the way he thanks people for things that they do good. And also, youngest grandson is an Eagle Scout, and Fred was the one that had talked for him, you know, to become an Eagle Scout. So
okay.
And but I do again just want to thank you for the good job you do, not only there but at the Riverfest.
Well, thank you. I'll be lining up for my free lemonade again this summer.
You forgot to. You forgot
okay,
to mention.
Mark.
You forgot
hey,
to mention.
I'm traveling here, so.
All right, we'll talk again. Thank you for calling
call
in
and
here.
Say thank you, and thanks to both of you. A good show.
Good. Thank you very much.
Forgot
thanks,
to tell
Harry.
Him that he's strikingly handsome.
Oh, Harry knows that. Okay. Harry's a regular vendor at the Sunbury River Festival.
All
so
right.
He's one of the first guys in every year, so we get to talk to him.
You taking a break, or were you reading some of these emails?
We do have a break schedule. We have three emails on topics unrelated to all our Facebook discussion. They are all related to national governance, and one, I think, has Fred Keller's name in it. So.
And one has Friedensburg's name in it.
All right, so we're going to read these emails when we come back. We have an open phone, though, four open phones, 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That telephone number, not just random digits. Oh, no, baby, that's 1-800-795-WKOK. It's the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. It's been almost 48 hours since I've been at the Lewisburg Pharmacy on 2nd Street in Lewisburg. That's where you see Brad and the rest of the staff there, and they like to super serve their clients. But guess what? They have that in common with Jennifer, who is the most knowledgeable individual in the world when it comes to pharmaceuticals. And Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street in Bloomsburg. Steve at the Norrie Pharmacy, he's the fastest driver in town on Duke Street, Route 147. He races as a hobby, and that's why I say that. He's in Northumberland, but he's an excellent pharmacist as well. And they sell a lot of things at the Norrie Pharmacy, so it can be your one-stop place. And anything they don't have, they can order up. Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street, Route 45 in Mifflinburg. A lot of folks go right by on Route 45, but boy, stop in. Make sure that you visit Trutz Pharmacy because Tyler will take good care of you, and he is the owner. Terry works at the Shade Mountain Pharmacy on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills. They love to super serve their clients out there. They got that little healthcare complex out there, and you just drive around the back, plenty of free parking, and they would love to honor you with super service at the Shade Mountain Pharmacy. Our hometown pharmacies sponsoring our toll-free line, which is open, 1-800-799
1-800-795-9565. Joe, the one that's set aside is the most current, and then
right.
we'll read the rest.
The one that's set aside says, it's from Dave on the Hill, says, I listen to Alex Jones on shortwave radio once in a while during lunch just for fun. I don't remember him ordering his listeners to go attack anybody. His stick is about groups running the world like the Illuminati or the New World Order or the Queen of England. The other people named, I don't know except for Farrakhan with anti-Semitic rants. I've got to get through this one way or the other. But then they are teaching Muslim children in Philadelphia how to behead. So the news, he may be right.
Yeah, that was on the Pennsylvania Wire today. I saw that.
It's rather frightening.
Okay, up here.
All right, Bob says, good morning. I think Trump and Pence needed a wake-up call. They've done little to help Americans. The Obama and Biden presidency is the reason our country is doing so great. Yeah, sure. He's a master of not telling the truth. Remember this when you go to the polls to vote. Thanks, Bob. All right, and
Was that Cory Booker over the weekend who said President Trump deserves a lot of credit because he hasn't stopped the Obama boom in the economy?
Yeah, the Obama boom, when Obama's saying, well, we need it. What's he going to do, get a magic wand out to bring these jobs back? Of course, he was all Obama. He did it all. Let's see. Forget Social Security. Medicare is in about six times worse shape. The left, who spout about how easy it is to fix these programs, try to propose taxes to the eyeballs just to fix one or the other program. It's populist drivel. No one with a functioning calculator can claim they can fix both without literally taxing Gen Z into poverty. And I haven't even started on the federal and state employee pension shortfalls. The fact is, the USA is sitting on a baby boomer demographic time bomb. Am I the only person who can add? Signed, the only person who can add. So that leaves Friedenberg out.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
One more.
One more. Dick says, I think, in my opinion, Fred Keller was running campaign ads that included something about ending the government move towards socialism, and immediately some people would think he wants to end Medicare and Social Security. Many equate, rightly or wrongly, both programs as a form of socialism, as both are government-run. Personally, I think ending these two programs will bring out the citizens storming government offices carrying pitchforks, and we know how that would end. Many political ads have a way of leaving a message that, in some cases, wasn't the intended purpose. I agree with Dick. You talk about cutting out Social Security, and we'll all have our pitchforks out.
Oh, right. But you don't agree that the ad may have been misleading, inadvertently misleading?
I haven't heard many political ads this frame time around.
I've seen Fred's TV commercials, but I have not seen any for Mark Friedenberg. But I understand he has some.
I saw, Fred was talking about being poor and growing up poor.
Right, and jobs and that sort of thing.
Right.
All right, let's see. Harry on line one, talking about Facebook. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Hello, Harry.
Harry. Oh, did I push that?
Oh, there you go.
There we go. Harry?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to say, calling out these people like Farrakhan and Jones and those guys, but I do think that you must be fair with it, too. When you have people like, I don't know how you say her name, the representative from Minnesota, when she has her, and they can put the post on about...
Ilhan Omar?
Yeah, you know how you should have the jihads, everything else. Just be fair about it. There are extremists on both sides, and I think, if you're going to regulate, then regulate both ways. That's my only fear with those. Don't just pick out the ones that you don't like as the person who runs the company. Pick it out for everything that could be offensive. That becomes a tough job.
It is a tough job, and that's what I was saying earlier. It's not like there's an independent panel of people who have no axe to grind who are making these decisions. Even the head of Facebook, Zuckerberg, admitted that they're headquartered in California. It's a very liberal state, so that they tend to have a lot of liberal, left-leaning people, and they're the ones making the decisions about whether or not something a conservative says is hate speech.
Correct. I mean, I look at somebody like Bill Maher. Bill Maher says some very hateful things, but yet... To the liberal mindset, he's listening to him is like Valhalla, but yet I find him offensive.
Yeah, well,
I
watch John Oliver's program. He makes me laugh. I don't like what he says, and I disagree with it.
Oh,
but I'm
exactly.
not gonna cut him off.
Very clever.
Yeah, he is.
Very
he's
clever.
A funny man.
All right, thank you, Harry. Thank you so much for calling and listening.
Took us right up to the end, Harry.
Being just a general good egg.
A good egg, yes.
That's what Harry is. We thank everybody for participating. Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, and the Hometown Pharmacy sponsoring our toll-free line. We're going to open up the phones tomorrow as well. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. WKOK News Time, 10 a.m.